100,000 baby boomers a day are turning 65, and that's for the next 17 years. So get ready to explore various topics such as healthy aging, elder care, boomer and senior lifestyles, and more to keep us all moving forward on our aging journey. You're listening to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old.
Oh, I got a brand new pair of roller skates. You got a brand new key.
And without further ado, Aging Info Radio and your host, Sue Zawacki.
It's heard everywhere. Ageism, ageless, anti-aging, and the list goes on and on. And what's it really all about? Well, Ponce de Leon was looking for the Fountain of Youth, and he found Florida, and who knows what we are going to find in 2015. Well, welcome to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old, right here on AM 560. And keep in mind, our show does stream live on the web at aginginforadio.com. Well, the longer I live, the more I realize there are no definites, and age is whatever you want it to be. And that's at every age, and it keeps changing and evolving as we all go. And my guest today is going to shed some light on aging, some facts about it, and talk about the blue zones. And my guest is Jamie Silver. She is a senior community outreach specialist for Cantata Retirement Community. She's also a speaker, a writer, and so much more. Welcome, Jamie Silver, to Aging Info Radio.
Thank you so much, Sue Zawacki.
The ageless Jamie Silver. Yes, there's so much to be said about, you know, life improving as we age. And what's your view on that, Jamie?
I think so much of it comes down to attitude and what we have to look forward to and continuing to generate in our own lives, something to be excited about and ways to bring more happiness into our lives and in the lives of others. And that's what keeps us young and happy and vibrant.
Well, you know, Jamie, you talked about thriving, not declining.
Yes.
And I mean, I think that it's real easy, you know, for you and I to sit here and talk about, you know, the ageism or ageless or enjoying life. But I mean, when you have a health factor in there or something, I think it becomes a little more challenging. What's your view on that?
I think that everyone should continually be learning new things. Like, for instance, today, yesterday I picked up a book called Goddesses Never Age by Christiane Northrup, medical doctor. And all of the things that she says really show that what I just said, that the more happiness we bring into our body, the more healthy we are.
Yeah, it definitely it expands the areas of health. You just feel better.
Yes.
I mean, even if you do are sick or you do have something that's, you know, in the way, an illness or, you know, some type of physical disability, where you're, there's still ways to really bring that around you, the joy and like you said, stay interested, I think is a way to put it.
Yes. There's so much coming out right now that's positive. And by focusing on all the positive information that's coming out rather than on kind of the negative things that mostly come through the TV screen, you can really learn a lot and boost your own self.
Well, they come through the radio too, but not through us. Right?
Not through us.
Yes, I'm here with Jamie Silver. We're talking about ageism today, or ageless. What's the name of that book?
It's called Goddesses Never Age by Christiane Northrup. It just came out yesterday.
And you've already dug into
it. I've already read about 100 pages. It's just a message that I think is so powerful for us all.
Yes. Well, you told me about Ellen Langer. Go ahead and give us that.
Ellen Langer is amazing. She is the first tenured professor at Harvard University, and she has been doing research on, actually, her book is called Counterclockwise, on how we can turn back the clock on aging. And what she did was this very, very interesting experiment, and she continues to do it to this day. And she took men in their later years and put them into a retreat setting and said, and turned back the clock by 22 years. She said, you can only listen to music from, I think it was 1959. You can only look at magazines from 1959. You can only talk about topical subjects of 1959, etc. But before she put them in this retreat setting, she did all kinds of physical. She made markers. How physically? How was their gait? How is their balance? How about vision? How about hearing? How about handwriting? All those things she recorded before they went into this retreat center, where they were effectively basically pretending that they were some 20 or 30 years younger than they physically were.
How long were they there?
About 5 days.
And they walked out probably, did they do, of course, the testing afterwards?
It was amazing. They were playing touch football. People who had come in with walkers were playing touch football. And all of their rates that she measured, they had effectively, like, gotten younger, which begs the question, how much of aging can we control with our minds, our attitude, what we learn, what we pick up, and also that wonderful feeling of gratitude that I think is so important.
Well, I think there's so much stereotyping that's been with aging in the past.
Yes.
I mean, at least it's shifting in a different way, like with what you're talking about, just learning the things that we can do naturally to really slow it down or live better, live a great life.
That's right. That's right.
At every age.
Exactly.
You see that too. What do you see changing, Jamie, in the face of aging? I mean, I just touched on it a little bit, but what do you really see?
Well, I see that the people our age and older, I'm 54 right now, but the people who are our age and the ones who have gone before us, like Louise Hay, they are setting a new pace for an absolute sea change in the way people think about aging. As Louise Hay, who's 88, and she's, of course, the founder of the Hay House Empire of Publishing, she says, every decade is the best decade of my life. And at 88, she says, she started gardening at the age of 72, and she says that how you think about aging is everything that's important. And she's always learning.
How you think about aging is how you are going to age.
Yes, yes, yes. And there's a lot of talk about that. Langer has talked about what she calls age stereotyping, and that is how we think about getting older determines how we age. Because if we're thinking, I can't wait to be 80, that's going to be a great age, I'm going to do so much, I'm really looking forward to it, we will plan for it. We will eat better food. We'll gather friends around us. We will create our lives in a very positive way, where if we look at just the negative stereotypes that we've kind of all gotten used to about aging, then we can just kind of give up and sit on our couch. And if we do that, then we will decline in those ways we've heard about.
Well, I have the 3 G's. You've got to get up, you've got to get dressed, and you got to get out and get connected to people.
That's right.
It might be 4 G's there, but you got to get going. I mean, you really do have to stay involved and do something that really interests you.
Yes.
You know, where you continue to learn.
Exactly.
I think that's so important. I mean, there's so many, and I call you joyful, Jamie, because you're just exuding positive energy. That's Jamie Silver that I'm here with.
One to know one.
Yeah, well, she's a senior community outreach specialist for Cantata Retirement Community, a speaker and also a writer. And I mean, Jamie, there's so much going on with aging. I can tell you're very excited to tell us all about that. And you also do a really great talk, which we'll get a little bit more into down the road here. But, of course, the power of language, which does come from having those thoughts. You know, if you're thinking those thoughts, and, you know, what do you do to stay so vibrantly beautiful and young?
Oh, thank you. The first thing I do is I drink a lot of water.
Yeah,
I drink
important.
A lot of water. I can see it in my face if I'm not drinking enough water. And I, as Louise Hay says, she talks about doing what she calls mirror work. And she says, when you look in the mirror, tell yourself you love yourself. Say, I love you, and really mean it. And I think that has a lot to do with staying young, too.
Or they say, you know, sometimes you got to toot your own horn to let them know you're coming, right?
I love you.
Yeah, it's definitely, it's important, I mean, to generate or be that and generate from there. I mean, there's so much to it. I find there was a woman on my Facebook page, and she wanted 106 likes because she was 106. Aww. And I've been sharing it, saying that I really think that Nettie deserves 106,000 likes. Aww. She's a centenarian, and she's sitting there holding the sign, and she looks vibrantly beautiful at 106. And there's a lot of centenarians, a lot of people that are hitting the 100-year mark. I mean, it continues to grow every year. You see this working in retirement communities, I bet.
In this book that I was just reading, it said that that's the fastest growing segment of the population is centenarians. 70,000 people turn 100 every year.
Yes, that continues to grow. Well, Jamie, there's so much to talk about with aging and ageism. And on the positive note, I mean, you know, you are what you think. You know, what you think about does come about. We're talking about all of this today from a very positive place with a vibrantly joyful Jamie Silver right here on Aging Info Radio. We have so much to cover. We're going to talk about the blue zones. Very interesting. There's parts of the world where people are centenarians and living well past 100. We're going to touch on all that coming up next right here on Aging Info Radio.
At Standard Bank, they believe you should work with a true community bank that cares about your financial needs and who has the financial products for every stage of your life. They have a full suite of mortgage products from conventional FHA and VA loans to home equity loans and reverse mortgages. And they have the expertise to find the right product for you. At Standard Bank, you'll find services that fit your lifestyle. Standard Bank, in your neighborhood. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Meeting the needs of my family and career are what I prepared for. Caring for my parents was not. So when the time came to consider how they would spend their later years, I was overwhelmed with questions. That's why I turned to Brookdale. With 12 communities in the Chicagoland area offering all senior care options, Brookdale has solutions close to home. So start the conversation about your parents' plans for tomorrow today online at brookdalechicago.com. That's brookdalechicago.com.
We've worked hard for everything we have. Now it's time to do our estate plan. To be honest, we're just lost. I hear different things from different people. One lawyer wanted $5,000. Why is it so expensive? I'm really worried.
Estate planning doesn't need to be complex or expensive. Call Chicago Title Land Trust Company for a free consultation and attorney referral. 888-878-7856. That's 888-878-7856.
I got Mom home okay, and she did pretty good tonight, but just seemed to fade away at times. I'm getting a little worried about her.
I know you are, hon. That's why I went online to look for help when you left. Look, I found this place called Autumn Leaves. They're a memory care community. They have 24/7 trained caregivers, home-cooked meals, and activities that'll help keep her happy and sharp.
I think it's time to schedule a visit.
AutumnLeaves.com. Day stay, respite, and assisted living programs close to home. Visit AutumnLeaves.com.
And now, back to Aging Info Radio. For boomers and seniors aging, but not growing old.
This is Susan Wacky, your host, and we are talking about ageism today, or ageless, anti-aging. And here's some things that will get better with age. One is love. Yes, young love may be fun, but it's full of unrealistic expectations, drama, and of course, hickeys. Here's another one, leather boots. Of course, they get better with age. You can scuff them and walk 100 miles and kick a tire or two. And they just keep on looking good. And I'm here with Jamie Silver. She is a senior community outreach specialist for Cantata Adult Life Services. Their website is cantata.org. Jamie's also a speaker and a writer. Jamie, the book, The Blue Zones, thank you for introducing me to the book. It is very interesting. There's lessons for living longer. And let's talk about some of those lessons.
Sure, sure. This was originally thought of by Dan Butner, and he came to the realization that there are places on Earth that people live the longest, happiest, healthy lives. And they decided to go into these places and do some research and find out, are there patterns across the different territories that help determine that people live long, happy, healthy lives? And they have some that I'll share with you today. And I know, Sue, you've talked about some of these We've talked about some of these things together. And one is to move naturally. The people that live the longest, happiest lives incorporate moving into their lives every day. They don't necessarily go to the gym and work out, but some live where there's kind of rocky territory and they walk a lot. And walking, as you probably know, is one of the main things to keep your bones strong. Walking keeps your bones strong. If you're walking, you are less likely to break something if you do fall. So that's one of the things that people who live in the blue zones do. And we all know that walking and putting yourself in motion lifts your moods, reduces cravings, lowers your blood pressure, and aerobic activity causes your body to release what feel good hormones, endorphins.
Happy endorphins.
Woohoo. Yeah.
What else? What are the other?
Some of the other things they do is they put their family first. They turn off the TV. They spend time with their loved ones. They leave their work at the office. And that's something they do. They also bring their friends together in groups. There's something called moais in Okinawa, which is one of the blue zones, which are friends that bind together for life and say, I'm just going to be here for you no matter what happens. And these are friends.
Oh, that's so important with aging to have a network like that.
Yes.
And family.
Yeah. One of the other interesting things that we learned in the blue zones is that aging is only 25% genetic, 75% lifestyle. So we have a lot of control. Another blue zones is having purpose. Knowing why you get up in the morning and what you're going to do and the difference that you're going to make. Each one of the places has a word for their purpose of life. And what they suggest is say, if you don't have a hobby, get one.
Yeah, find something that you're passionate about or interested in. It can be very simple.
Yep. And you can teach it or you can learn it. But having a passion for something.
Or you can learn it and then teach it.
And learn it and then teach it. At Cantata, we have lifelong learning classes. And many people that I meet doing speeches in the community raise their hands and say, I took Facebook at Cantata. Or I took a class in Spanish. Or I took a class in photography that's very popular at Cantata. So people come to Cantata for all different kinds of things. And as some of you might not know, Cantata Adult Life Services is located on 31st Street in Brookfield, right across from Brookfield Zoo.
And your website is cantata.org.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a very unique community. I mean, just to have those types of activities going on and the teaching, because learning is so important. Even with the brain and memory and, you know, something new to focus on.
Yes. And our philosophy is that people should be living their best lives. And can I say what the word cantata means?
Sure.
Really quickly? Because I think it's really cool. We used to be called the British Home, and we've been there for over 100 years. A couple of years ago, the people who were so, I think, insightful and visionary, decided that we wanted to do things to help people who were staying in their homes. Because not everybody's going to move to a senior community, but what can we do to help all seniors live their best lives? And we developed a suite of services, Cantata at Home, that's private duty caregiving that goes to people's homes. We also have handyman services that helps people with anything they need around the house. And we also have, I call her technology genius, who can go out to your home and help you with everything from your phone to your TV set to anything that's been bugging you, your computer. So at that time, we changed our name to Cantata. And Cantata means, it's of course, it's a musical phrase. Some of you probably recognize that. And it's a musical phrase where the soloist is made to stand out by accompaniment to have the soloist sing their most beautiful song. So, of course, for us, it's our adult who's 55 and better.
Oh, that's so great. What a great community. I mean, back to the blue zones.
Yes.
Any other lessons there that we may have?
You're going to love this one.
Okay.
Wine at 5.
Oh, that's fun.
Red wine at 5. They basically have red wine at 5 every day. Now, I'm not telling you to drink.
Not from 5 to 10.
I'm not, just not from 5 to 10. I'm not telling you to drink red wine, but that is something that they found was a current in many of the places that they shared wine
and
every day.
And their findings behind that was that it just relaxes people or allows them to shift from the day into the evening, or what was the findings?
Well, and there are specific things in red wine that I don't
Resveratrol?
Thank you. That may be it, that are good for your body.
Mm-hmm. Resveratrol.
Okay.
It's a lot of red wine, though. I mean, it's, from what I've heard, you have to drink a lot of red wine to equal a tablet or a capsule of Resveratrol.
Right?
Yeah. But I think, too, for the social, if
yes.
you know, have a glass of wine with a family member or friend
yeah.
or to relax, I think that would actually benefit your health.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And alleviating stress, of course, is so important. And lack of sleep leads to stress. But finding ways to get sleep, to make sure that you sleep, whether it's meditating or whatever it is that you do to quiet down, take a bath at night, they say that really helps. Finding one of the things they discovered is that many emotions are contagious. And if you are hanging out around people who are downers, that this actually affects you. And a woman came up to me after my speech this morning and said that she'd just been on vacation with a woman, her friend, who's always saying how old she feels and how old. And this woman who was talking to me today said that she felt like she'd kind of caught this down feeling from her friend. I said that's why it's so important to hang around with people who uplift you.
Yes, happy people.
And they call that finding your right tribe in the blue zones. That's the terminology they use. And they say that all these emotions are contagious.
I've just decided, Jamie, I want you in my tribe.
I want you in my tribe, too.
Yeah. Yeah, you're very uplifting, which is really wonderful to be around when, you know, you have a choice. I mean, if you do have a choice and there's people that you have to, you know, cross paths with, whether you're in a work environment or they're in your social circle or family, that may not always be that uplifting.
Yeah.
But, I mean, try to find the silver lining one way or the other.
And spend the most time with those that do uplift you.
Oh, it's much better for you and much better for your well-being.
Absolutely.
Any other things in the blue zone?
Well, they said that all but 5 of the 263 centenarians have some sort of spiritual community that they go to monthly, at least a couple of times. Whatever it is, they have some ways to connect with people who share their values.
You know, a lot of the stuff that I've learned through you and through, you know, being in the aging and elder care industry, a lot of the stuff is very common sense. You know, you want to get fresh air as often as you can, bright sunlight, you know, a lot of sleep, eat well, you know, don't
yeah.
Eat excessively, but if you're going to have a meal, try to give it your best effort to. And actually, the Blue Zone does talk about nutrition, which is another aspect that, you know, if you don't eat good food, you feel it. You
yes.
feel it the next day or two. I mean, you can really tell, or I can personally, if I'm not eating well, I notice it.
Yes.
If I'm not sleeping well, I notice it. So some of this stuff is very simple, which leads me, do you think this is why the Greatest Generation are hitting the centenarians?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's why, because they had the simple, basic life, and they made sure that they got all this done. Well, this is Aging Info Radio. We are talking about aging today, or being ageless. I'm here with Jamie Silver, the Senior Community Outreach Specialist for Cantata. And we have so much. We're going to talk about change your words, change your life, coming up next right here on Aging Info Radio.
For more than 35 years, Midwest Care Center has redefined world-class hospice and palliative care. With a long history as an award-winning innovator in healthcare, Midwest Care Center continually evolves the meaning of care, perfecting all the ways it can make people feel better and also be better. They respond quickly to your referrals, and nurses are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Midwest Palliative and Hospice Care Center, 847-556-1650. That's 847-556-1650, or visit carecenter.org.
Chicago Health is Chicagoland's premier healthcare magazine, providing insightful and interesting content on a variety of health-related topics like disease, treatment, lifestyle, the business of healthcare, innovative medicines, technology, and more. It currently prints 2 issues annually and publishes new, original stories regularly at ChicagoHealthOnline.com. Chicago Health Magazine. Real patients, real doctors, a great resource. Be an advocate for your best health at ChicagoHealthOnline.com. That's ChicagoHealthOnline.com.
When you retire, how much is your Social Security check going to be? You have a good idea, right? You could be dead wrong. While claiming your benefits seems simple enough, there are actually 567 ways to do it. Don't make a mistake and leave up to 72% of your benefits on the table. Come to an O'Connor & Associates free weekly seminar, and you'll get access to advice on how to maximize your benefits from Social Security. Call 800-429-9615 to reserve your seat now. That's 800-429-9615.
One of the most difficult decisions you make as an adult is how to care for your parents. Finding the right environment for your loved ones can be challenging and frustrating. But with all the senior living options available, how do you choose the right senior home to care for them? Put your trust in Alternatives for Seniors. They will help you sort through all your options. Visit AlternativesForSeniors.com or call 888-WE-ASSIST. That's 888-932-7747 or Alternatives for Seniors.com.
Meeting the needs of my family and career are what I prepared for. Caring for my parents was not. So when the time came to consider how they would spend their later years, I was overwhelmed with questions. That's why I turned to Brookdale. With 12 communities in the Chicagoland area offering all senior care options, Brookdale has solutions close to home. So start the conversation about your parents' plans for tomorrow today online at BrookdaleChicago.com. That's BrookdaleChicago.com.
You're never alone with family-owned Partners in Senior Care. We provide seniors with compassionate home care. Our caregivers can help your loved one at home with companionship, bathing, transportation, and lots more to make things easier. Let our family take care of your family. Partners in Senior Care. Call us at 847-548-1330. That's 847-548-1330. Or visit us on the web at partnersinseniorcare.com. That's partnersinseniorcare.com.
This is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of people too.
You're listening to Aging Info Radio with your host, Sue Sawacki.
Chicago is.
And for my Sue Says, sponsored by Senior News 50 and Better, there is no better freedom than honesty. We are talking about ageism today, being ageless, older and bolder with Jamie Lee Silver. And you want to make sure that you have all your ducks in a row as you move on down that journey, that aging journey. And I have Matt McCann, my long-term care insurance man, ready to give us some of his wisdom on long-term care insurance. Welcome, Matt, to Aging Info Radio.
Oh, great to be here, Sue. And you're not saying that I'm getting older, are you?
I think we're all getting older and bolder moment by moment, which is a beautiful thing. But long-term care insurance is really important, especially for people that are still healthy and realize that this could come into play, and there's a lot of different policies out there that can really help people. But give us your why long-term care, Matt?
Well, really having an affordable plan for the physical, emotional, and financial burdens that long-term health care place on loved ones is absolutely critical, in my view, to any retirement plan. And I say retirement plan because this has really become something that people plan well before retirement, because many people don't understand that health insurance that we all have during our working years and then later Medicare and Medicare supplements don't cover a majority of long-term health care. That means it's a huge financial burden on individuals, not counting the emotional and, of course, the physical burdens that go along with that. And, of course, you know what the cost of care is, Sue. It's extremely high. And when you consider that the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services says if you reach the age of 65, you have a 70% chance of needing some form of long-term health care before you pass. Now, think of it this way, Sue. If I told you you could buy a lottery ticket and have a 70% chance of winning the big game on Saturday, next Saturday, would you go buy a ticket?
I'd go buy a ticket. And I tell you, you know what, Matt, I think that we should just do a show on this. There's so much to learn about long-term care. And he has 30, Matt, you have 30 years experience. You are the long-term care man. You can get in touch with Matt at radioltc.com or call 866-751-7957. Thank you so much, Matt. And, yes, we are going to do a future show with you. You are a world of wisdom.
Thank you, Sue. Love your show.
All right. Well, thank you. And I'm here with Jamie Silver. Jamie, change your words, change your life. What you think about comes about. But as you're thinking, you're also speaking or starting to. Let's talk about that.
This is something I talk about in the speeches that I give in the community. I am available. If anybody, you know, wants me to come to a senior group or any other type of group, I'm more than happy to come. But what's really, words are extremely important because they describe how we feel. But I think most people think that words actually describe everything, but they also predict how our life is going to be. And I have found that the choices that we make in the words that we say can determine everything. And is it okay? I'm just going to jump into an example.
Sure.
So you know what I'm talking about. And that's one of the first examples that I like to give is the word overwhelmed. And you can't see me because you're listening on the radio, but when I talk about overwhelmed, I put my hand above my head and it's kind of weighing me down. And if when you say you're overwhelmed, it's like you're a victim of your circumstances, right?
What do you say then?
Instead of being overwhelmed, we have the choice to say, I'm in demand.
That sounds better.
When you're in demand, your body hears it differently. And we are the most important person who hears what we say. Our cells hear what we say. When we're in demand, we have choices. I'll never forget my son Aaron as a junior in high school applying for colleges and all these things, turning to me one day and saying, Mom, I am so in demand. People are loving me. And he said it with a smile and in vibrant health. And you think, wow, so glad that he has that kind of attitude. Because when you're in demand, you're so different than when you're overwhelmed.
Yeah, well, like I said, sometimes you've got to toot your own horn.
That's right.
What are some of the other examples?
Some other examples are the words that we call ourselves. I met an older gentleman not that long ago. He was so vibrant. I'm sure he was somewhere around his mid-70s. And I said, I'm doing a survey. I'm looking at what words people use to call the age they are. And I said, what do you call yourself? I'm curious. And he smiled at me and he cocked his head and he said, my wife and I, we call ourselves junior seniors.
Yeah. Or sophomore seniors. You can even be a freshman senior.
Yes, you can.
At any age, every age. That's a great story. How about another change your word, change your life?
There was a woman in one of my talks one day. She raised her hand and you could feel her vibrant energy. And she said, I decided years ago I was never going to be stressed again. I was only going to be blessed.
Instead of stressed. Well, Jamie, there's so much to be said, you know, about the power of words. And like I always say, what you think about comes about. So have positive thoughts and real positive words. We're going to hear more about this coming up next here with Jamie Silver, or as I call her, Joyful Jamie, right here on Aging Info Radio.
We worked hard for everything we have. Now it's time to do our estate plan. To be honest, we're just lost. I hear different things from different people. One lawyer wanted $5,000. Why is it so expensive? I'm really worried.
Estate planning doesn't need to be complex or expensive. Call Chicago Title Land Trust Company for a free consultation and attorney referral. 888-878-7856. That's 888-878-7856.
Get it together before it falls apart with a Care Connector Healthcare Binder from Partners in Senior Care. The Care Connector Binder helps you assemble all healthcare information in one simple format. The Care Connector provides peace of mind by keeping all essential medical information accessible at times when you need it most, such as doctor appointments or during times of crisis. Order yours today at partnersinseniorcare.com or call us at 847-548-1330. That's 847-548-1330. Or visit us at partnersinseniorcare.com.
Families count on Standard Bank for personal service and convenience. Business owners find smart solutions and the resources to capitalize on new opportunities. Standard Bank, in your neighborhood. Visit standardbanks.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Standard Bank invests in their communities with people you know, services that make your life easier, and resources you can count on. Standard Bank, in your neighborhood. Visit standardbanks.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I got Mom home okay. She did pretty good tonight, but just seemed to fade away at times. I'm getting a little worried about her.
I know you are, hon. That's why I went online to look for help when you left. Look, I found this place called Autumn Leaves. They're a memory care community. They have 24/7 trained caregivers, home-cooked meals, and activities that'll help keep her happy and sharp.
I think it's time to schedule a visit.
AutumnLeaves.com. Day stay, respite, and assisted living programs close to home. Visit AutumnLeaves.com.
Back to the show. Sure to move boomers and seniors forward on their aging journey. Aging Info Radio with Sue Sawacki.
We are talking about the Fountain of Youth today. Yes, we're all getting older, but so much bolder. And if you are caring for an aging loved one, there's 93 million caregivers out there. Hire a professional, even if you do it for just a short respite care. I recommend you call Partners in Senior Care. Give Angie a call at 847-548-1330. They would care for your loved one just like that. It was their own. Once again, their number is 847-548-1330. And yes, here is another thing that gets better with age, and that is grudges. Whoever coined the phrase time heals all knew what they were talking about. Things may never go back the way that they were normally, but at least over time, they will tend to lighten. And I'm here with Jamie Silver, the Senior Community Outreach Specialist for Cantata Adult Life Services. And we are talking about ageism, but change your words, change your life. This is so interesting, Jamie. And tell us more.
I'll tell you a few stories. One is about my son, Aaron. And words really can change your experience, and they can change your outcomes. Not just what you describe, but actually your outcomes. So my son was a runner, and he had been in the state meet. And then after that, we were coming home from a different race a few months down the line. And he said, Mom, he said, I'm really dreading running right now. I remember that feeling that I got at state. And it comes to me every time I'm about to run. I don't know what to do. And I turned to him, being the mom I am, and said, dreading? That is a loaded word. I said, how about if you use the word anticipating, which is a neutral word, instead? And he said, okay, anticipating. I can do that, Mom. I can do that. And then midweek, he started saying, you know what, Mom, I'm actually looking forward to the race. He raised his emotional frequency midweek all by himself. And then when it came time to do the race, how do you think his race was affected by going from dreading to actually looking forward to, which is what he changed to midweek?
A 360.
Absolutely. He started winning, and he didn't change anything else. He didn't practice longer. He didn't drink more water. He didn't do anything else but change that word.
Yeah, one little word can make a huge difference. I'll give you an example, and but.
Yes.
And opens up, but closes the door.
Absolutely.
You see that. I'm sure you use it. Maybe I got that from your presentation.
You may have. You've seen it many times.
I've seen it. I've definitely seen it once.
Okay.
And I love the sheet that you give out. And for anyone listening that wants Jamie to come and speak, it is a very inspirational speak. I mean, it really does. And it's very impactful. It changes your thinking.
My goal is for each person to leave absolutely inspired and to find a word that they've been using in casual conversation that they think doesn't matter, but to replace it with a more empowering word. For instance, the word exhausted. I used to say the word exhausted all the time, and it described what I felt was my experience. I decided to permanently never say that word again, but to say instead, recharging my batteries. I'm recharging my batteries. And then immediately that feeling of being tired just lifted without me having to do anything just by using a new phrase.
Energetic.
Energetic. You can also replace the word stressed by energized. I would come to speeches and think, wow, I'm feeling kind of stressed. And then I said, no, I'm energized. Makes you feel so different to be energized rather than stressed.
I love the exhausted and recharged.
Yeah. Isn't that wonderful?
Well, the one versus the other gives you complete energy.
Gives you complete energy. And we have that choice every moment. What would we rather be? Before you use a phrase that disempowers you, think, which would I rather be? Stressed or blessed? Which would I rather be?
Nervous or excited?
Nervous or excited. That's right. That's right. I also use words to make me happy that make me laugh. Like one day I walked into my kids' rooms and said, you know, I'd asked them to clean their room and it was a shambles. I walked in and I said, I am underwhelmed.
Underwhelmed.
I love that word. And we just all started laughing and we cleaned up their room in like 10 minutes.
That's great.
I like to laugh. I yes. think it's really,
well,
really
laughter's
important.
Another thing in the blue zone that can really impact your life.
Yes.
And your health and
Absolutely.
Well-being. And extend it. I mean, your whole outlook.
Yes. It makes your cells happy. Gives you more energy and oxygen. Another, Tony Robbins tells a story about a man who came to him once and said he was depressed. And Tony Robbins said, I don't want you ever use that word again. You might say ready for a breakthrough or revving up or moving on, but don't say depressed. That man later reported to Tony that he never felt that level of unhappiness ever again.
Just by eliminating the word.
Just by eliminating the word. Just by eliminating the word. So all of these words that we use, just think of what it would be if you said, instead of using the word argument, you called it a spirited debate.
A spirited debate.
I love
this. That sounds so much better.
And I have a theory about that whole thing about saying I'm too old for something. I would never in a million years say I'm too old for something. I might say I don't choose to do that. And I think people use I'm too old for just to opt themselves out of doing things that they just don't want to do. And I just suggest that maybe saying, you know, I'd rather do something else rather than saying I'm too old for.
Yeah, or it's not my season for.
Not my season for.
Yeah, we're talking about aging today and, you know, anti-aging and ageless, and it's really all what you want it to be. You can change it at every moment. It is always evolving, and Jamie Silver's been talking about change your words, change your life. And I'm going to get Jamie's words of wisdom coming up next right here on Aging Info Radio on AM 560.
When you retire, how much is your Social Security check going to be? You have a good idea, right? You could be dead wrong. While claiming your benefits seems simple enough, there are actually 567 ways to do it. Don't make a mistake and leave up to 72% of your benefits on the table. Come to an O'Connor & Associates free seminar, and you'll get access to advice on how to maximize your benefits from Social Security. Call 800-429-9615. That's 800-429-9615. Call now.
For more than 35 years, Midwest Care Center has redefined world-class hospice and palliative care. With a long history as an award-winning innovator in healthcare, Midwest Care Center continually evolves the meaning of care, perfecting all the ways it can make people feel better and also be better. They respond quickly to your referrals, and nurses are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Midwest Palliative and Hospice Care Center, 847-556-1650. That's 847-556-1650, or visit carecenter.org.
Matt McCann is a nationally known expert on long-term care planning and endorsed by the American Association for Long-Term Care Insurance. Affordable long-term care insurance is a smart way to plan for the physical, emotional, and financial burdens long-term health care can have on a family and loved ones.
Learn more about long-term health care planning and get your free quotes from all the top companies.
Order your special report now and learn how easy it is to plan. go to RadioLTC.com or call toll-free 866-751-7957. 866-751-7957. That's 866-751-7957. Discover your options today and get free quotes. RadioLTC.com. RadioLTC.com. That's RadioLTC.com. McCann Insurance Services. Long-term care, critical care, and asset protection planning. RadioLTC.com.
Sue says, never stop learning. It brings life to your life. And now back to Aging Info Radio.
We are talking about ageless today and being older and bolder as we all move on down the road on our aging journey. And I'm here with Joyful Jamie Silver, Senior Community Outreach Specialist for Cantata Adult Life Services. And Jamie, give us your words of wisdom for the day.
Life's too short to settle for the lousy theater seats.
That's absolutely the truth. Now, tell us real quick about Cantata and give out your information.
Sure. As I mentioned earlier, Cantata is a 10-acre campus located just north of Brookfield Zoo. You can't really see it from 31st Street, but it's right there, and you go down a driveway and you see it, and it's just beautiful, set in the woods. We have independent living, assisted living. We have the British Home Rehab, which is where you go after a hospital stay or if you need more care. And our philosophy is that we help people live their best life every day, whether they live at Cantata or in the surrounding communities, where we have Cantata at home that can come visit and give you any kind of help that you may need physically or your loved one needs, handyman services, technological services. We'd like to help you for anything for your house.
And give out your numbers.
My telephone number is 630-926-3001. I'm your Cantata concierge, and the telephone number for the campus is 630-485-1155. Tell them Jamie sent you.
Was it 708 or 630?
It's 708.
708-485.
708-485-1155.
Thank you so much, Jamie Silver, for being my guest today on Aging Info Radio. You're wonderful.
Thank you, Sue.
The Active Senior Expo is this Wednesday, March 11th. It's at the Abington Banquets in Glen Ellen from 9:30 till 2. They're on Route 53, right at the corner of Route 53 and Butterfield Road. Lots of free seminars, exhibitors. You'll learn a lot about health screenings are there, giveaways, door prizes, and so much right there at the Active Senior Expo, Wednesday, March 11th. And let's see, my paws pooch this week is Kinder, a two-month-old male Labrador. Go to pawschicago.org and check out Kinder and call Paws at 773-935-PAWS. And, of course, he's waiting for a home sweet home with his paws crossed and tail wagging. Yes, Daisy May, that is Kinder at Paws, 773-935-PAWS. And I hope you really enjoyed our show today. Keep in mind, age is just a number. Stick with the three G's. Get up, get dressed, and get connected to others every day that you possibly can. You will live longer and never forget to toot your own horn once in a while. And also keep in mind, the new edition of Chicago Health Magazine is out with a feature-covered article on stress and how it erodes our health. Go to Chicago Health Online for your copy. This is a great edition with many interesting articles on thyroid cancer, sleep, fibromyalgia, even the Affordable Care Act, all at Chicago Health Online. And if you need a referral or a resource, Aging Info Radio will definitely help you out. Give us a call at 866-560-3965. And today's show will be up on podcast with a blog and pictures of our guests very soon, all at our website, aginginforadio.com. And I am Sue Zawacki, your host. And until we meet again right here on AM 560 next Sunday morning, this is my message to you. On an American goodbye note, I believe it is all of our responsibility to take care of our seniors, many of whom are the foundation of our country, and may their strength and dedication be passed on for generations to come. God bless the USA.
That was Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging, but not growing old. Be sure to catch us again next Sunday as we continue conversations that will keep us all moving forward on our aging journey, right here on AM 560, The Answer.
Hey, Jeff, man, you look refreshed.
Thanks. Yeah, I've finally done stressing about my company's technical issues. I went all in with Turnkey IT.
That's why you look so relaxed? Sure.